around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, well, I take you around this great big world.
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Eke akua o kala ni meka onua iluna ila lo komana e ke uli akula ke uli maila I o iane I ko aloha e mai uka I kai e o o pili mai aloha no aloha lae.
And with that blessing, let's go, America. This is hour two of America's number one travel radio show. It is just after 11 a.m. Eastern time. It is Saturday, October 5th, 2024. But as mentioned 60 minutes ago in hour one, because of the time difference with New York, well, we're pre-recording today's program right now. It is Friday, October 4th. We're doing the show from 7 to 9 p.m. It is right now, even back in New York. We were doing the show, as I said, 7 to 9 p.m., so we're in the 8 o'clock hour back there. All right, folks, we didn't really think it would be a good idea to have our guests get up so early, so that's why we're doing the program, because I know a few of you have asked about that. But Mary and I are broadcasting right now from the all-new Hilton Grand Vacations Maui Bay Villas as we wrap up this week's big Let's Go America Tour Maui 2024. And Mary, let's talk a little bit about what
we
just heard.
Last hour you heard us talking with HGV's Maui Bay Villas General Manager Will Bethel. Hilton Grand Vacations also has another location on the island, the Hilton Vacations Club Kanapali Beach. It's located north of Lahaina. It's on the western side of Maui. Wilbert Lee is general manager of that property. He's here on set with us right now. And also joining him is the gentleman that I mentioned. We opened the show at the top of the hour with a pre-recording. That was a live ole. Was that a Hawaiian ole, a traditional ole? So we have Kaliala Masoi. He's a Hawaiian cultural expert on the island as well as for HGV. Aloha.
Will
aloha.
And Connie, thank you very much for joining us today. Aloha to you.
Aloha. Yeah, you as well. Thank you.
Thank you so much. So, Will, we're going to start with you. You know, Mary and I enjoyed visiting with you and some of the team members when we were up at your property earlier this week. As Mary just said, we were up in the Lahaina area, and we ventured up to Kanapali and then Kapalua. HGV's Maui properties, they have brought in hundreds of jobs to the island. Investing in the local community is a big part of the company's core, in addition to providing all the hospitality to travelers that you do, and also Will Bethel, who's here at this property. So Hawaii's Business Magazine, they featured the company and recognized you as one of the most charitable in 2023. I want you to talk about ways that you're making a meaningful difference to the locals here on Maui and how that in turn positively impacts, benefits, you know, the travelers when they come.
Yeah, I think, you know, aside from providing jobs for the island of Maui, I think we're here. We do a lot of community service projects that greatly impact the community. We just recently did a stint with the Boys and Girls Clubs of Kahului, where we went there and we painted their whole building. They even painted their basketball courts, but a lot of different things like that. And it, of course, you know, because of the Lahaina wildfires, there was a lot of contributions that our company made on behalf. In addition to taking care of quite a few of our team members, actually about 113 of our team members and families was a big part of, you know, taking care of Maui, and we continue to do that. So.
And that's the family aspect, like family.
Correct, yes.
Kaniala, anyone who's visited Maui or other areas of Hawaii as well should have a good idea, I think, of how important the Hawaiian culture is when you experience these islands. But for anyone listening who has not been to any of the islands, I do think it's harder for them to understand, A, the culture, and B, how important the cultural experience is here. So I'd love for you to share some of the Hawaiian-inspired activities that you oversee for HGV here on Maui and ways you're really helping to enrich the travel experience from a cultural standpoint.
Yeah, so here at our Kanapali, We offer hula lessons, ukulele lessons, language as well, and we try to get everyone involved, not just the kids. It's like you said, ohana, the family. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have to get the family involved. I feel like that's the only way everyone's gonna learn a bit more of our culture, because our culture is like any other indigenous culture. It's something that Our culture is the essence of who we are as a people, and you know, everything that we do defines who we are. Mm-hmm. Whether it's our language, our stories, our music, you know, all of that defines who we are as a people. And
we agree with that. Well, I want to bring it back to something. You know, the Waldorf Astoria Grand Wailea general manager, Wendell Lesher, is a show friend. That property is about 10, 15 minutes or so down the road from us. And like you, I bring it up because I know he spent many years of his career on the island of Hawaii, which I know I can see you smiling because you're very proud of that as well. So we broadcasted this show from the Hilton Waikoloa Village, Mayor. I think that was back in 2022. The Big Island.
Yeah.
That was a Let's Go America tour there. Hilton Grand Vacations has a very large presence as well on that island. But I want to know, what drew you to Maui and the Kaanapali Beach property, and share some of the things that you're enjoying now about being here on Maui.
Yeah, a little history. I actually lived here back in the mid-'80s.
Okay.
Met my wife here and worked on Front Street. There was a tie there to begin with. But when I first came here to help out starting in March of this year with the Kaanapali Beach Resort, it was the property, it was the people. It was really the people that brought me here, or, you know, gave me that intuition that want to be here for the most part. So really appreciated that. And I think that you being here as well, you can kind of feel that. There's a feeling, you know, that is a little different.
I would agree. There's, I think that's what keeps bringing us back to Maui all the time.
Right.
You know, we love Hawaii, but Maui is very special to us.
Yes.
Yeah.
I agree.
So HGV CEO Mark Wang, he's been on the show several times, and he's very proud, having spent 25 years or so in Hawaii, as you know, and he's very, very proud of the culture and definitely wants the culture, you know, as you said, it's the essence of who you are. Wants
yes.
it to come out through the properties for the guest experience. Share one or two things with us now that you think everyone should experience when they come to Maui or any of the Hawaiian Islands from a cultural standpoint.
From a cultural standpoint, like I mentioned, participate in all of our activities, whatever Hawaiiana that we offer. We also have a luau there that our family performs at. I have my children that's part of the luau. And we tell stories of our, you know, like each luau is different. They all may look the same, but
it's the stories that
the stories are different. Yeah. Yeah,
and our story is based on my wife's and my love story. So it's like our love story taking you all through this Polynesian islands.
And your children do that with you. That's very special.
Yeah, so Will, what would you say on that? Really, about 20 seconds.
I would totally. you have to see the show. It's an awesome show, especially with the family. There's such a connection there. They put on, you know, it's just a great show, great outcome. So I totally agree with
that. Well, we're going to leave it there for today, certainly. But again, folks, you've got two options here when you come to Maui, whether it is here at Maui Bay Villa or Kaanapali Beach Resort. And you can have two different experiences for sure. So Will and Connie, thank you very much for joining us. Really appreciate
you.
That today.
Mahalo. Thank you for being here.
All right, thank you very much. Uh-huh. Mary, listen, the show is just zipping right along. We're headed to the G Block next.
My goodness.
All right, folks, listen, we're going to step aside for some important sponsor messages. A reminder, we archive every hour of every show once it's been transmitted across the satellite to all of our radio stations out there. And we thank every one of those stations for running this program because we couldn't do it without you. You'll find the show, by the way, under recent broadcasts, so go do that. Don't go anywhere. Our big Let's Go America Tour Maui 2024 continues in 180 seconds.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
If your approach to everyday aches and pains is to mask them and then repeat the cycle all over again, it's time to try Relief Factor. Instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it with a unique formula of ingredients that help support your body's response to inflammation. Give it a try and get the 3-week quick start for just $19.95 at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, that's the number 4, to get that deal. You can also find that info at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. Don't mask pain, fight it naturally with Relief Factor. And folks, it's $19.95.
You know, we are such big believers in the importance of travel insurance, especially in today's world. It's affordable and protects in so many ways. There are some things in life you shouldn't do without, and traveling with travel insurance is one of them. If you're planning a trip, do it with coverage from TravelGuard.com/carry. Besides flight or trip cancellations, you'll be covered for delays or interruptions, medical expenses and evacuation, lost luggage, and more. Wherever your next trip takes you, get the coverage you should have at TravelGuard.com/carry, or find a direct link, as always, at rmworldtravel.com. Just look under sponsors. Traveling with Scenic is more than a cruise. These are hand-picked, thoughtful, personalized experiences designed to connect you with fascinating destinations, all in ultra-luxury, inspired by decades of expertise. If you're seeking a relaxing and rejuvenating all-inclusive river cruise in Europe, our friends at Scenic will deliver a trip of a lifetime. How about booking to go experience the Christmas markets right now and enjoy the holiday season in a fun and unique way? River cruising in Europe with Scenic, folks, it's in a class of its own. Right now, you'll get 2-for-1 fares plus free air. Check out scenicusa.com/carry or rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Have you heard of cancer-fighting foods? The American Cancer Society discovered diets rich in fruits and veggies may actually lower your risk of cancer. You should consider doing what we do and add Field of Greens to your daily health regimen. Each fruit and veggie in Field of Greens was doctor-selected for studied health benefits. Get 15% off and free rush shipping at fieldofgreens.com when you use the promo code CARRY, C-A-R-E-Y. That's fieldofgreens.com. Use code CARRY to get your discounts. Or you can always find a link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors.
RMWorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
And we hope you will do that. Let's go, America. We welcome you back to our big broadcast today. This is the Let's Go America Tour Maui 2024. Mary and I are coming to you from the new Hilton Grand Vacations Maui Bay Villa in Kihei. Before we are joined by a very special guest who the Maui locals know very well, here's a quick message from Seabourn.
So from personal experience, we can absolutely attest you're going to feel right at home in an intimate, yacht-like atmosphere. You're going to get pampered with all kinds of intuitive, personalized service. Open the cabin door to incomparable value of all-inclusive, ultra-luxury cruising on Seabourn. You're going to savor gourmet dining that rivals some of the finest restaurants in the world, truly. And you're going to enjoy complimentary premium wines, beers, and spirits. Well, why wouldn't you sign up for this? And experience top-rate excursions exploring all seven continents.
You know, listen, in just 25 days, some of you out there will be with us in Rome when we start the big 10-day Mediterranean seaborne cruise. That will be part of that Let's Go America tour. And the beauty of cruising, folks, you only have to unpack once, right? So visit seaborne.com. You'll get all the information. You'll get show specials and more. Or, as always, just go to rmworldtravel.com. Click on sponsors.
All right. What a pleasure. Our next guest is a familiar voice to the listeners here on Maui. She and her husband, John, are the owners of AM 1110 and FM 96.7 KAOI Radio. Cindy Palos is a minister, a writer, an artist, a musical composer, a teacher, and if that's not enough, she's also an award-winning radio host. In fact, her local program is the longest-running talk show in Hawaii. So they bought their first station on Maui back in 1988. They've built a radio powerhouse with six diverse stations, including our local affiliate. And, you know, the topography and size of Maui alone does make it challenging to hear any station everywhere on the island. But what Cindy and John have built sets their stations apart from the competitors. They've really built quite a powerhouse. And she's a wonderful woman, and we extend our warmest aloha and welcome Cindy Palos on set with us.
Cindy, it wouldn't be a Maui broadcast without you. So welcome back to America's number one travel radio show.
I am always so impressed by the way you organize your show. It is just inspiring, truly. I come out here and I come back charged thinking, oh my gosh, look what can be done on radio when you're that organized. I just love what you do.
Well,
and it's always, I know you love this island. And it comes across.
We do.
Thank you.
We do. It's as sincere as we can be.
I know.
You know what? We can't say enough on it. So, all right, let's start off. I think everybody out there, as I said when we opened this show over an hour ago, what people want to hear about. And certainly, you know, it's 14 months ago, we know the fires that happened here in Lahaina. So how do you feel right now the island is doing? And more importantly, why do travelers need to make Maui a top destination again?
I think this is the best time ever to travel here to Maui. I'm prejudiced, but people don't realize there's so many beautiful things to do and it's not overcrowded. Some people had misimpressions when they watched TV. I mean, I actually talked to people who thought the entire island was shut down. It's not.
We've heard that, right?
And you know how many places you've gone. They're so beautiful. I think this is the best time. And now is a perfect time. We believe it or not, we do have a fall. And I know people laugh, but you know, this is good weather. It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, look at it. Oh, my God. So it's not overcrowded. You can come now. And I just, you know, you'll come back recharged, as you always do.
Yes.
You're very smart, both of you. You give yourself a little time.
Yes, we do. We give ourselves a little
extra. Well, it is a long way from New York, too.
Yes,
so
we have to
build that in. But
so, Cindy, I'm going to totally switch gears with you. Mm-hmm. A frequent conversation that Robert and I get from people is, what's it like to work with your spouse? Communication's
all
key.
The time,
trust is essential. She's like, where are we going with this question. Oh, you've been here since the late 1980s on Maui. You've successfully run a business with your husband for all these years. You're handing the keys off to a new operator. I think the power of radio is a very real thing.
Yeah.
And I just love radio. Talk with us about what you love about radio and the impact that you've had here on the island for the locals and for visitors all these years.
Well, I just have to start with the last part first.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there is always this amazing communication you have on the radio, as you well know. But that same communication is expressed when you go out with the people. And there it is done here with aloha. It is done here with a lot of love. Just seeing the people you've had on your radio show here and being able to see them in person is like, wow, I haven't seen you in how long? But there is family. There is this family. So, okay, if you take family like that, you know, and then you carry it back to like being with people, family, I mean, that's what the radio is. I know what I can do. I can talk. Yeah. I can talk. He can't. He won't.
Very
shy.
He does all the other things.
We did invite you.
I know. So you each know what you can do. And I'm sure you two have found the same thing. You know, when you work together,
you figure out
what each of your strengths.
Absolutely.
And you each have your particular role to play.
Yep.
And you respect the role the other person plays. That's all.
Yes.
Really, it comes down to that respect always, mm-hmm. right? And the same for Maui. People come here and respect the aina. They respect the land. They respect the people. They respect the love. And that's what makes this place
and
so
special. And you get
that
return, too, when you come here.
You do, absolutely. Yeah. And you can feel it.
So we need to do a little business. We got to talk travel and so forth. So 2 weeks ago on the show, we discussed that the Transportation Department's clearance, that was followed by the Justice Department's clearance, allowing Alaska Air to acquire Hawaiian Airlines. Clearly, inter-island air is critical to life here in Hawaii.
Yeah.
It's also important for locals, you know, when you need to get off to the mainland or other parts of the world, right? So having ample airlift is also, you know, into Maui is critical. And the Hawaiian Islands, too, I'll add that, too. It's not just Maui.
Yeah.
It's essential for tourism here.
Yeah.
So Southwest has made some inroads in recent years. Actually, we were going to do something with them at the airport this week, and then you know, they kind of came back because they're going through that whole battle with Elliott Investment Management right now, and they said, hey, listen, could we do something another time a couple weeks later? I'm like, well, we're not going to be there. But anyway, so they pulled back on that. It's fine. But what are your thoughts, honestly, where I want to go with that is what are your thoughts on Alaska Air buying Hawaiian Airlines, and how do you see that impact in the islands in the years ahead?
Well, okay, taking it on the high road, which we like to always do, I think some people were sad. The old ways kind of down here. But we're going to be able to travel to more places. The positive is you're going to have more opportunity to reach more places than you've ever been able to reach before. I mean, you know, and I know we both traveled on that airline. It's a very professional airline.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
And I believe they're going to keep a lot of the staff. I hope they keep a lot of the staff that understands that aloha spirit when you travel. And you'll be able to find that this is a professional organization that respects Hawaiian lifestyle and Hawaiian people. And it will give us a chance to reach more places, hopefully at big discounts. We all like our good discounts. We all like
everyone likes the good discounts.
But if you can fly from here and travel around the world to places you haven't traveled before, I'm all for that.
Okay. Yeah, I agree. I agree. So let's bring it back to Maui. I think, you know, we first came to Maui for our honeymoon, and I do think that's a big reason people come here for weddings and honeymoons, and that's how they first discover the island.
I used to do weddings. I was wedding minister.
That's right. You're a wedding minister. Yeah. So I'd love to hear what attracted you and John to Maui in the first place, and what are some things that you've enjoyed in making Maui your home over 35 years?
Well, I came here before the station actually got bought. Before that, about 5 or 6 years, fell in love with it. I was actually going to go on a world travel trip. Came to Maui and said, why? Well, you don't need to go anywhere else. If there's Maui, why would you go anywhere else? So when it came available for sale and we ended up getting it, I have found here that energy of aloha, and it's a living thing. It is a, you know it.
Yes,
you've seen
I do.
It,
I felt it.
It. You feel
you
it.
You feel it.
No, the island speaks to us. We say
yes.
That. Yeah.
But it's also the beauty, because I've always loved nature, and I love art, and I love music. I'm a music lover. I create music. It has all of the things I love the most, and it's in so much abundance. All you have to do is look out this window here. There's so much beauty around you, right? But it's also in the people, and it's in the vibe, and it's the energy we have.
So one thing I want to talk, you know, we've certainly talked about Lahaina, right? Okay, but, you know, there's Kanapali, there is Kapalua on the western part. Yeah. You know, there are But there are 10 or so prosperous areas of Maui. You know, Wailea, which you know that we really enjoy. Here we are in Kihei. There's Kula, Makawao, Paia.
Hana.
We could go on. Yeah. So, I mean, that's something I think that's important because people just think, well, wait a second, but Maui is so diverse.
It is. It is so diverse. It's like every single little section that you visit is unique and very wonderful to visit. It's almost like visiting a different place in the world, you know? It's like, oh, Makawao. And you see it and you love it. And it's like, oh, my gosh, look at here. We can go to Lahaina. And look how different it is. And all. So, yes, we have. That's why I think people can stay and live here and never get bored because there's so many different places. You know, but it's all tied together with love and aloha.
We were just talking during the break to a few people that every time we come to Maui, we find something new and unique to explore and experience.
It doesn't get old for us.
No, not me after
Cindy,
33
years. Cindy, listen, you know, I knew you were very gracious and you had us on your show earlier this week, and we thank you for that. Unfortunately, we run on the network clock, so we have to go to commercial break.
Okay.
We were able to talk a lot longer with you, and we had a great time doing that, so we thank you very much. But our sincere thank you. For being an affiliate for all these years, for being always gracious and coming to our broadcast, and just for being a friend as well. So
much,
thank you.
Much aloha.
And back to you. Aloha. Thank you very much, Aloha, as well.
All right, well, folks, up next, we've been saying it, our son, you know RJ from the Open Road on the show, our son, our older son, Nicholas, is also here. For the first time ever, they will be on the show together. God help Maui. Let's see, they will be on mics 3 and 4. They certainly have had an adventurous week on Maui. They're going to share that with all of you. Again, a reminder, we archive every hour on the website. The big Let's Go America Tour Maui 2024 continues in a very, we'll be back in about 6 minutes or 3 minutes.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
Feeling secure in your own home shouldn't be a luxury, it should be a given. That's why Simply Safe Home Security is dedicated to providing protection and peace of mind to all families. With LiveGuard technology, Simply Safe's 24/7 monitoring agents can act within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm. Visit simplysafe.com/carry to save 50% on a new system with a free indoor security camera. Again, that's simplysafe.com/carry to save 50% on a new system with a free indoor security camera. Or find a link at armworldtravel.com because there's no safe like Simply Safe. Do you owe back taxes? Still haven't filed your tax returns? Did you forget to file an extension? The October 15th deadline is coming, and once it hits, the IRS can garnish your wages, freeze your bank accounts, even seize your property. You need Tax Network USA to handle your IRS tax problems fast. They've already helped taxpayers save more than $1 billion in tax debt, and they can help you too, but you need to move fast. October 15th is days away. Schedule your free consultation and call 800-780-8888 or visit tnusa.com/carry. Or you can find info at rmworldtravel.com as well.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Let's go, America. It is nice having all of you tuned in across the USA via one of our 585 weekly affiliates. Mary and I welcome you back to Hilton Grand Vacations Maui Bay Villas and today's big Let's Go America Tour Maui 2024 broadcast. This portion of the program is sponsored by Travel Pro Luggage.
And you know, Robert, we've been on the go with Travel Pro for 20 years or more now. It's here with us this week on the Let's Go America Tour Maui. And what makes them different from others is they are the choice of flight crews and in-the-know frequent travelers. They stand behind their products with lifetime warranties.
Yes, they certainly do. I just mentioned, you know, in 3 weeks, we're going to be in Rome to begin the big Let's Go America Tour Mediterranean Cruise 2024. Some of you listening to the show right now who will be traveling aboard the Seabourn Ovation with us, thanks to Travel Pro, already have your new Platinum Elite luggage. We're looking forward to all having you with us. Folks, one of the most important items to ensure a successful trip, it's quality luggage. Travel Pro, it's affordable. It's going to last you. So go to travelpro.com. You'll get exclusive show savings or rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
All right. Now Robert and I are going to mix it up and have a little fun. We're going to do something we've never done on the show before. You all know our son RJ from the popular Open Road segment that he does on the program. Our older son Nicholas has also been on the show separately a few times over the years. They've never appeared on the program together, and that's changing now. Woohoo!
Yes, it is. It certainly is. All right. So guys, listen, you've both been to Maui with us in the past, but the last time we brought you here was back in 2016. This week, you've been out and about all over the island. I want you to share some of your thoughts on what it's been like returning to Maui and, you know, having some brotherly fun enjoying the island together.
Well, it's been a lot of fun, and this truly is, you know, one of the most special places on the planet, I think. And to come back here a little bit older now, a little more years underneath our belt, and we can rent a car now and a little bit more freedom to move around the island, really changes things. Because, you know, in previous trips when we've come here, we've done the resort thing, we've done the pools, it's great, it's fun. But to actually get out and explore the island a little bit has been a real eye-opener and a heck of a lot of fun.
Yeah, yeah, I totally agree. I think Maui really has everything, right? You know, the other day we were up at Haleakala. We were a ton of hiking, but also just great food, great people. Maui really does have a little bit of everything, which I really love about it.
Yeah.
So let's go back to, you said rent a car. I knew that was going to be one of the most popular things that they've done this week, because you did have your own independence and you were out on your own exploring the island. Let's talk about some of the road trips you've taken this week. Any highlights for you, RJ?
Well, it's funny because the one thing that we didn't do is we didn't do the road to Hana, which is, you know,
you were going to.
We were planning on it, but you know, that's obviously a very well-known and notable road trip to do if you're visiting Maui. But one thing that we did get to do, which I'm really glad we did, was the road trip up to Haleakala National Park, to the summit, which, funnily enough, that stretch of road, it is the shortest distance from sea level to 10,000 feet, like physical road length, mm-hmm. in the world, mm-hmm. which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
You know, and just driving around the island, going to a little bit into the western side, but driving through Kihei.
Well, you went to the Eel Valley as well.
Yeah, the Eel Valley was great.
We did, yeah.
All the way, you're basically going through all these different little canyons, all these, like, rainforest canyons, and it's a stunning drive.
Yeah. Really,
so what's something you appreciate more now being here as young men, you know, than maybe you didn't give thought to in the past? Maybe even something your friends back in the New York area right now that they wouldn't know about Maui unless they visited.
Well, so going back a little bit to what I mentioned, where compared to previous trips where we were a little bit more enclosed and within the resort, getting to actually go out and explore, visiting some of the food trucks, you know, that's one of the easiest ways to support small business here on the island, and really just finding little nooks and crannies. And we visited Yee's mango stand as well.
Well, that was many times.
Which, I mean,
we've spent a small fortune on the fruit, but yes.
That's about as local as it gets,
right.
You know.
Yeah.
And that was really exciting to do, which is not something you can really do unless you have, you know, unless you're a little bit older, right? So that was new for us, and really just made.
What say you, Nicholas?
Yeah, I think kind of playing off of RJ's point, the people here are awesome. I think every person we've met so far, it just has amazing stories as to how they got to Maui or why they're here. And I think, as you know, when you get older, right, you're kind of trying out different places or going to different food trucks. We're learning about why they're here and how long they've been, you know, making food there or things like that. Or, you know, we've been, all of us as a family, we've been basically walking along the beach every morning.
Getting up, correct?
And we've met some incredible folks, yeah, right? Who have just amazing stories.
Everybody is just so happy to be here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
You know, bar none.
Yeah. And so, you know, you mentioned resorts that we've stayed at in the past in different areas, particularly in Wailea, but even up at Kapalua. So I'm curious to get your thoughts on this particular Hilton Grand Vacation Maui Bay Villa Resort where we are in Kihei. Nicholas, what do you think of this resort?
This resort's great. I think for two key reasons. Number one, I think the location is perfect. It's a perfectly centrally located area. We can get up to by the airport. There's a bunch of, and there's a Walmart, Whole Foods, very easy to get to. You're not super secluded. But the property itself, what I also really enjoy about it is it's pretty quiet. You know, it's not a huge mega resort, right? You don't have like 2,000 people here where you're running out of beach chairs. It's a perfect size.
Very true.
Perfect
Listen,
size.
We all had fun the other
it's
night.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
We were out grilling burgers and so forth.
Yeah,
had a lot of fun with that.
Yeah, exactly. And you're right by the beach.
Yeah.
So really quick, RJ, your thought on that really quick?
Well, one of my favorite things about Hilton Grand Vacations is that it does sort of feel like, you know, you're renting a house, you're renting a condo, but it's still under the Hilton umbrella, and you have, you know, some of the leisurely.
You've been cooking up a storm. All
yeah.
right. Listen, so we're going to have to leave it there.
Kitchens.
We know it goes quick on the show. Folks, there you have it, as I like to say. You know, as I said 2 weeks ago when we had Kevin Carey on from AHLA, anytime we can add more Careys on the show, that we will.
This was fun with you guys.
Yeah, this was great.
You look pretty relaxed.
And RJ, I'm going to ask you, since it's not an open road segment, but since you'd love to close it out a certain way, you want to do it open road style?
Yeah, I could do that. So that's going to be it for us today. I will be back again with you all on the October 19th live broadcast. But in the meantime, up next, Robert and Mary are going to take you to Mama's Fish House. That's all for us. Drive on, America.
An
connect with America's number one travel radio show as we cover everything and anything in the world of travel by following us at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.
Do you owe back taxes? Still haven't filed your tax returns? Did you forget to file an extension? The October 15th deadline is coming, and once it hits, the IRS can garnish your wages, freeze your bank accounts, even seize your property. You need Tax Network USA to handle your IRS tax problems fast. They've already helped taxpayers save more than $1 billion in tax debt, and they can help you too, but you need to move fast. October 15th is days away. Schedule your free consultation and call 800-780-8888 or visit tnusa.com/carry. Or you can find info at rmworldtravel.com as well.
What's holding you back from learning the language you've always wanted to know?
Too hard.
Takes too long.
Not with Babbel. Babbel's lessons take just 15 minutes a day.
15 minutes isn't long.
Nope. And they're fun.
Fun isn't hard.
Right. Babbel's interactive lessons, podcasts, games, and more make it fun and engaging, so you don't realize you're learning a language, but you are. And Babbel's lessons are built around real life. You can choose from topics like travel, business, relationships, and more. You'll learn what matters most to you. Plus, Babbel's lessons are designed to get you speaking right away. In 3 weeks, you're able to start having conversations.
Just 3 weeks? Even better.
Since Babbel's lessons are designed by language experts and voiced by real native speakers, you'll get the accents just right and be able to carry on conversations with confidence.
Learning a language with Babbel doesn't take long.
And with Babbel, it isn't hard.
It's perfect.
And now, try Babbel free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Switch to Boost Mobile and get the ultra smooth, ultra powerful iPhone 11 for $49.99.
He didn't stutter.
See every angle with dual cameras.
Make it a double.
All on America's largest 5G networks.
Large and in charge, baby.
Get with the power of Boost and get the iPhone 11 for $49.99.
That's half a Benjamin.
Boost Mobile.
Unleash your power.
ID verification required. New customers only at one per line. Additional restrictions apply. See BoostMobile.com for details.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be signs that your digestive system isn't working at its best? But taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil supports your daily digestive health using a special plant-based fiber called psyllium. Psyllium works by forming a gel in your digestive system to trap and remove the waste that weighs you down. Metamucil's gelling action also helps to promote heart health and slows down sugar absorption to promote healthy blood sugar levels. Start feeling lighter and more energetic by taking Metamucil every day.
Want to be spontaneous with your travels? How about booking an award-winning Emerald River cruise right now to go enjoy the European Christmas markets? Or how about go into the Caribbean with Emerald aboard their luxury yachts? You'll get all your excursions, Wi-Fi included, all meals, airport transportation, drink packages, port charges, gratuities, a lot more. As a show fan, you'll get 2-for-1 fares right now. Just go to emeraldcruises.com/carry to pick your trip. emeraldcruises.com/carry or rmworldtravel.com. Look under sponsors.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
It is, and let's go, America. We have cut the number of carries in half for this iBlock. Welcome back to HGV's Maui Bay Villas and today's big Let's Go America Tour Maui 2024 broadcast.
All right. Do a search for the best place to eat on Maui, and Mama's Fish House will be at the top of any list. Booking reservations 4, even 6 months or more in advance is not uncommon. It's not exactly a hidden gem. It's an iconic restaurant. It's well-known for locals and visitors. It's quintessential Maui, delivering a little bit of old Hawaii in a throwback experience. After today's show, Robert and I are going to head up there for dinner with our sons. Earlier this week, we drove over to their location on Maui's North Shore, spent some time with their longtime general manager, Tammy Jocelyn, and here's our conversation with her.
Tammy, we're glad to be here with you at Mama's Fish House. You know, I think what connects Mary and me most with Mama's Fish House, its founders, Floyd and Doris Christensen, they were adventurous married couple, right? So Mary and I identify with that. They loved traveling on their boat in the South Pacific. They loved Maui. And after settling here in the 1960s, it was their travels that inspired this restaurant. So how would you describe the original restaurant and how it's transformed into what it is today?
The original restaurant was just a little beach house that had 6 tables and a screened-in porch. And the bar that we have inside the restaurant is part of the original bar. And that was about it. They lived in the back, and people told them they would probably never have customers out here because it took a dirt road to get here. But they followed their vision, and here we are in our 52nd year of business with the same family involved.
And it's certainly more than a beach shack today, but it's still got the freshest fish, and it's just an amazing experience. I want to read a quote off of your menus. Hooked by Mike Fisher near our deep ocean buoys. That's the fisherman who caught the mahi-mahi for one of the dinner items last time we were here. I saved a photo. It was written on the menu underneath the name of the dish, which I think that is such a special touch to honor the fishermen and the locals who are catching the fish that you're using to prepare these great meals. Tammy, talk about the family's commitment to the quality of the food with the local fishermen and the farmers.
Well, absolutely. Mama's would not be who it is and have the reputation that we have without Floyd having his commitment to the community. He needed the fishermen. He needed the farmers. He was told he would never be able to sell fish because it was so plentiful in the ocean, but he did it. And here we are carrying on the legacy and continuing to support our local farmers and fishermen who are what makes us successful.
Yeah, and it's so special. So here we are on the north shore of Maui. So for anyone listening, it's the restaurant's on the north shore of Maui, not far from the artsy and quaint town of Paia that Robert and I enjoy. And we highly recommend a visit to Paia. If you're here, I would say go to Paia and then come here for dinner or lunch. You're right on the beach. You're tucked in this beautiful cove. The views are amazing. There's even an inn here. Should people want to stay? So give us an idea, maybe one or two signature dishes here at Mama's Fish House that really keep people coming back.
Absolutely. Well, it was never really meant to be our signature dish, but it has become that just because of the Polynesian inspiration. Would be our macadamia nut crusted fresh fish. It's stuffed with lobster, crab, Mama's honey whole wheat bread, and finished with Tahitian vanilla and Meyer lemon beurre blanc on the side.
I mean, let's that shows again. All right, we'll take four to go. but that is, I mean, is there another one that you have?
Yeah, I would say the poisson cru, which is a inspired French Polynesian dish that has lime and coconut milk and fresh coconut served with Molokai sweet potato crisps. And it is with, obviously, fresh fish caught in our pristine waters.
Well, Tammy, listen, I know you know clearly you've known the family well. Now the next generation remains heavily involved. But so speaking from the heart, how would you describe the enduring appeal of this iconic restaurant where we're doing this interview right here on the original porch, but you just told us Frank Sinatra's table was, when he was here, was right behind us. You know, why is it such a must visit when folks are on Maui?
You absolutely will never find another place like Mama's Fish House anywhere in the world. When you come in here, you feel the aloha. You see it when you step out of your car and walk down the walkway. And a lot of things, the details, the shells on the wall, hand-carried from Tahiti, from French Polynesia by the owners, the dance costumes, the flowers that are in the restaurant that are done by a local lady who is the only account that she has.
Yeah, amazing. Just beautiful. Tammy, thanks so much for sharing some of Mama's Fish House with our show fans today. It's a one-of-a-kind place, like you just said. The food's top-notch across the board. It's open for lunch and dinner. Tammy, never stop doing what you're doing. Carry on the legacy of the family.
Oh, mahalo, and thank you for including us. We look forward to welcoming you back to Mama's.
Thank you.
You know, folks, an insider tip, it is a little easier to get in for lunch, same delicious food and cocktails, but if you insist on dinner, like, you know, how we enjoy it, for the gorgeous sunsets, plan to reserve, as Mary said, you know, 4 to 6 months in advance. Website, by the way, mamasfishhouse.com. In 3 minutes, we're going to take you up to Mount Haleakala that's overlooking us right now as we broadcast for a special treat, and then it will be time for us to put a wrap on this week's big Let's Go America Tour, Maui 2024.
Join the travel duo and team by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back. Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Let's go, America. Well, we have reached the J Block, and before we have to put a wrap on this week's big Let's Go America tour, Maui, we're going to share the Kula Botanical Garden with all of you, which is sponsored by simplysafe.com/carry.
Whether you're away for leisure or business travel, a home sitting empty makes it vulnerable. Feeling secure in your own place shouldn't be a luxury. It should be a given. That's why simplysafe.com/carry is dedicated to providing advanced protection and peace of mind anywhere you have a system.
They have everything you need to make your place safe. No long-term contracts. It costs less than a dollar a day, all right? As a show fan, go to simplysafe.com/carry today. You're going to save 50% off a new system or find a link at rmworldtravel.com. Look under sponsors.
Okay, this next destination includes one of the most scenic drives on Maui. As you wind your way up the slopes of the dormant volcano Haleakala, you're going to come to Kula, and you're going to be at an elevation of about 3,300 feet, and you're going to find the tropical Kula Botanical Garden. Robert and I visited this week and met with one of the owners, Kevin McCord, and here's some of our conversation with him.
All right, well, Kevin, listen, here we are. We're looking out just a gorgeous part of Maui up here on Haleakala. Your parents bought this property in 1968 to display some of your dad's creations as a landscape architect. Now each year you have thousands of visitors enjoy the many acres of these lush gardens. Continue to operate as a family business. We love that your 90-year-old dad, Warren, still keeps busy here on property. So I want you to talk right now about the conditions of Haleakala that make this area so great for all the flower and plants that are growing here.
So Maui is a very unique place. We have almost every tropical microclimate you can think of, from the top of Haleakala, which is 10,000 feet, down to the ocean, dry desert area, tropical rainforest. We're in, I would say, what's kind of a tropical desert area. We get about 12 inches of rain here. We're at 3,600 feet. Our temperature range ranges from 80 to high 30s for about an hour during the winter once in a while. We don't get freezes, which gives us that perfect little microclimate to grow almost anything.
Well, and we had a chance to see almost anything growing here today. Beautiful. This is quite a gem. Visitors are definitely in for a treat when they visit, Kevin. And the ocean views are outstanding. Robert, as you pointed out, it's beautiful. It's also a little cooler due to the elevation, 3,600 feet, which I find refreshing. It's a nice break from the heat. Kevin, in addition to flowers, talk about what else you've built here that visitors can also experience and enjoy.
So as they were building the garden, my mom, who was a school teacher, wanted educational things that would interest children. So we have a koi pond, we have an aviary with some birds, we have a duck area. Right now we have a Jackson chameleon, because when the kids would come, she wanted them to be interested in something, and then maybe something botanical would rub off on them.
Yeah, smart mom, smart teacher. I love the koi pond and the aviary. We really enjoyed. So if someone listening thinks Maui is a great place to get married on the beach, I would say that they're right. But I would also add, after visiting with you today, equally yet different, this is a perfect wedding spot, I think. It would be up here on the slopes of Haleakala with all of these gorgeous views, and a lot more green and lush up here if people want that. So talk about the fact that you can host weddings and parties, correct?
Yes. We do hundreds of weddings a year, everything from 4 people to 150 people. Most of our weddings are small, 10 to 15, people that come from and just bring a friend and have a minister and get married, to large parties. We're branching out more into even other types of, we have bar mitzvahs and anniversary parties, and we have a great pavilion down in the front of the garden that we do rent out. So yeah, we do a lot of things.
And they get ocean or garden view. Every
yes.
Bride can pick their own view.
Which we love for sure. Again, I'm lost a little bit as I'm looking here. I mean, I can see down to Kihei and the bay there, and I can Wailuku. We're looking out to the cruise port and so forth over there, Kevin. It's just a gorgeous views up here. So, all right, we talked about weddings, but you think about it. Here we are in October, a little more than two months, you know, Christmas is going to be here. And what we heard is you supply Christmas trees to some of the hotels and residents. We just walked through the Christmas tree farm, which was amazing to us. Even travelers staying here, you can handle that. So you sell wreaths, other items. So is that a big part of your business each year?
It is. The gardens, the trees were planted as a windbreak. And back in the day, you couldn't get a Christmas tree on the island. And so they pruned a few of those trees as Christmas trees. And as people walked through, they were like, you have real Christmas trees. And that just kind of blossomed from there. We do 9 acres of Christmas trees, everything from 3 feet to 20 feet. We do a lot of the hotels, restaurants. And then we have our sale dates are the first weekend of December every year.
We had no idea Christmas trees were grown here on the island. Kevin, we learned a lot. We really enjoyed our time with you here at Kula Botanical Garden. I want to let everyone listening know there's a great shop here as well on the gardens where you can picnic on this deck. You can find local goods at the shop that are made in the Hawaiian Islands, a lot of things made in Maui. Nice meeting you, Kevin. Thank you.
Nice to meet you guys. Thank you so much.
You know, every time we come to Maui, folks, we find something new that just makes this place more special for us.
Indeed we do, Robert. And this week was no exception with all that we've covered on the show for you today about the island. And if you want that website to learn more about Kula Botanical Garden, it's very easy. You just go to kulabotanicalgarden.com.
Very easy indeed. Well, that's where we're going to have to leave it for today, as it's time for us to wrap the big Let's Go America Tour Maui 2024. Next week will be an encore presentation for the Columbus Day holiday weekend. We'll all be back with you again live on October 19th, starting at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. Until then, special thanks to all of our guests who appeared on the show today with Mary and me. Thanks to everyone at Hilton Grand Vacations, Maui Bay Villas. Thanks to our show team back in New York and down in Dallas, our network affiliates, all of our sponsors. Most importantly, thanks to all of you out there who help make what we do America's number one travel radio show. Have a great week, everyone. Come enjoy Maui. Let's go, America.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.